Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, getting connected with things, you know, around you is important, but to also really connect in with your family. Connecting with family is super important, you know. I got to know my father better in our older years than in my younger years. And, you know, some of the things that he would do, you know, were just totally amazing to me. Like, every day he'd get up and smoke his pipe, you know. I'd be blessed enough to come there in time to, you know, sit down with him and smoke a pipe with him. And the things he would talk about, you know. Like when he looked at a tree, you know. His senses were also reaching out to everything that surrounded that tree, you know, and everything that was connected. And that showed me a good way. He guided me that way. It was a good guide, you know. And I had wished that there were more. I was so hungry and so thirsty for more. I was just happy that he did that. And my children, you know, now they call me and they ask me about all kinds of things, you know. And I start to realize, you know, the things that he had shown me and was gifting to me and blessing me with, you know, were good things. So, yeah, and in essence, you know, I not only connected in the family with him, you know, he solidified that with between me and my children. And I think that, you know, even if those things aren't, you know, prevalent in the home or in the home right then and there, you know, when you were growing on up, it's, you can still seek that out. You can still find that and turn that around and use that for your children. We are all of the same, you know. We all have those same needs and wants, those same desires. Everybody has it in them to learn how to build fire, you know. Once you see it start to happen, somebody that knows how to do that shows you, you know, a phenomenal thing happens. Something inside of you reaches out to really take that in and to really learn it and to really add that to yourself, that so that you can do it later on down the road. Every time that I've shown anybody to how to build a fire, I tell you, I have their undivided attention. It's an incredible thing to watch somebody when they're first learning how to build a fire. People can, you know, snowball you and say, oh yeah, you know, I know how to build fire, you know, and then you get them out there in the woods, you know, and then they say, okay, well, here, your turn to build fire, and nothing happens, you know, other than they're pulling out maybe matches for lighter and gas or something, you know, when everything is around them to build a fire, you know, and There's nothing wrong with the way they build it. It's just that there's a more connectiveness when you do it the old way. And there's a connectedness between you and the person that you're teaching. And they look at you differently. Trust me, they do. If you just built a fire with matches or a lighter and some, you know, some lighter fluid, put it on the logs and poof, you know, I mean, so they're warm. But there's also the, if you do it by the old way, you know, there is a reverence that you will not see in their eyes again unless you do something similar. And those are the connecting ways. When you connect with your inner being like that, you're more able to easily connect with other people, because we are all children of the earth. All of us are. And, you know, your family, when you connect with your family, those types of things come on out. You know, I mean, like my dad, you know, he's like, he reached out as far as the stars, you know, and that amazed me, because in our younger years, I never knew him like that. But he reached out to the stars, and to the moon, and to the sun, and to the earth, and the trees, you know. He just didn't look at a tree like a tree. He valued what it all the secrets it held, and how it all connected everything else, you know. He knew his trees. He knew how to pronounce them in Ojibwe. He knew how to use them and utilize them. Which tree did this and which tree did that. And that was just that alone really, really connected me. It really, really hit home, you know, that I not only learned something really super special, but I also knew that I was going to teach my kids those same things. And it was something that was passed down. You know, when you pass something on to your children, you know, that came from you, there's another kind of connection. It's a spiritual connection, a super strong spiritual connection, that they will come to you, you know. And therein lies, you know, the spirit that moves in all things. There is only one. And here we all are, you know, grabbing a hold of it and walking with it and walking together. Well, you know, this is another Joy Way of Life. Thanks for tuning on in, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Aha, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.